Ceci est Radio Norte International sur 6205 kHz dans la bande de 49 mètres ondes courtes. Il est maintenant exactement 15h GMT.
This is Radio Norte International, the voice of Europe, the sound of the world, on shortwave on 6.205 kHz in the 49-meter band.
Écoutez Pierre Desen sur Radio Norte.
On the 22nd of January, 1970, a psychedelic-painted radio ship left the Slikkerveer harbour near Rotterdam in Holland. It searched from Moor, some 4 miles off the coast of Noordwijk, within sight of Radio Veronica. And a couple of days later, the station was on the air on 186 meters.
Holland, 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 Holland.
Et c'est en effet le 22 janvier 1970 qu'un bateau avec des couleurs psychédéliques quitta le port de Slikkerveer près de Rotterdam en Hollande. Il prenait une position 4000 hors de Noordwijk en vue de Radio Veronica et quelques jours plus tard, Radio Norte International était en l'air. When I saw the light. C'est en effet aujourd'hui notre dernier jour d'émission et de maintenant jusqu'à 17h, heure GMT, nous vous proposons de revivre les instants les plus marquants dans l'histoire de Radio Norte International. Nous vous rappelons que la loi anti-pirate entre en vigueur ce jour à minuit et que ce sera à cette heure-là que nos émetteurs deviendront silencieux. That was the Chinites, of course, and the coldest days of my life. And until 1700 hours GMT, we bring you facts and recordings of the most important events happened to RNI as from the first day of broadcast on January the 23rd, 1970. And first of all, here's a word about our ship, the Mibo 2. It weighs 570 tons, it's 60 meters long and 9 meters width. The crew consists of one captain, one engineer, one greaser, one steward, one cook, and two deckhands. Crazy Horse, et surtout ne m'oublie pas, mais nous sommes sûrs que vous ne nous oublierez jamais. Notre bateau, le Mibo 2, pèse 570 tonnes et a une longueur de 60 mètres et une largeur de 9 mètres. L'équipage consiste d'un capitaine, un technicien, un huileur, un steward, un chef de cuisine et deux matelots. Quant aux émetteurs, le Mibo 2 en a 5. Le premier, le plus grand, c'est l'émetteur RCA Ampliface d'une puissance de 105 kW. Nous avons deux émetteurs d'ondes courtes, un de Brown Boveri et un autre fabriqué par RCA. Leur puissance est de 10 kW. Alors vient l'émetteur modulation de fréquence de la maison Rodun Schwartz et sa puissance est d'1 kW. Enfin, nous avons encore un émetteur d'ondes moyennes de 10 kW et que nous tenons en réserve quand l'émetteur de 105 kW tombe en panne.
This is the Radio North Sea Prediction LP of the week.
This is the place that's gonna blow your mind.
By Gross. Hit Vic. Yoast. enough. Head trick. Dave Rogers. Head trick. Freemaster. Head trick. Kurt!
Don't forget to switch off your radios. You're wasting your batteries.
And you know, Bet.
Hit tick!
Lots of memories there. Here's the Searchers. Minutes past 4 o'clock Central European Time, the search is there, and needles and pins. Now a word about our transmitters. We've got five of them. One medium wave, the largest one, is made by RCA. It has a power of 105 kilowatts. A shortwave transmitter was made by Brown Boveri. Its power, 10 kilowatts. And another shortwave transmitter from RCA, also 10 kilowatts. Then comes our FM transmitter, made by Rohde & Schwarz, 1 kilowatt. And finally, we've got a standby medium wave transmitter, also 10 kilowatts. The aerial tower, finally, is 52 meters high.
Moi, je construis des marionnettes avec de la ficelle et du papier. Elles sont jolies. Les mignonnettes, je vais vous les présenter. L'une d'entre elles est la plus belle. Elle sait bien dire papa, maman. Quant à son frère, il peut prédire. La pluie ou bien le beau temps. Moi, je construis des marionnettes avec de la ficelle et du papier. Elles sont jolies, les mignonnettes. Je vais chez nous, à chaque instant, c'est jour de fête. Grâce au petit clown qui nous fait rire. Même Alexa, cette pauvrette, oublie marionnette avec de la ficelle et du papier.
From 1964, Christophe and Les Marionnettes. I was wrong about the time check just before the record. It's now exactly 21 minutes past 4 o'clock in Central Europe. And before we go on to the frequencies, I would like to tell you a little more about what you will be able to hear in the next hour. That's from 1600 until 1700 hours GMT. We shall be playing recordings from the elections in the UK when the Meebo was over there, the attack by Kees Manders and Company, the first close down in 1970, the resuming of broadcasts, the fire, test transmissions of RNI2, and many, many familiar voices too. During its first live until September the 24th, Radio North Sea International was on many frequencies. From January the 23rd until March the 28th, on 186 meters, 1602 kilohertz. From April the 10th until April the 16th, on 190 meters, 1575 kilohertz. From May the 1st until May the 10th on 217 meters, 1380 kilohertz. From May the 13th until July the 30th on 244 meters, that's 1232 kilohertz. And from August the 3rd until August the 22nd, again on 217 meters, 1380 kilohertz. And finally, from August 23rd up to now on 220 meters, 1367 kilohertz. The Union Gap with Gary Puckett and a song entitled Lady Willpower. Durant notre première période d'émission, c'est-à-dire du 23 janvier au 24 septembre 1970, notre émetteur d'onde moyenne a souvent changé de fréquence. Du 23 janvier au 28 mars, on était à entendre sur 186 mètres 1602 kHz. Du 10 avril jusqu'au 16 avril sur 190 mètres 1575 kHz. Du 1er mai jusqu'au 10e mai sur 217 mètres, 1380 kHz. Du 13 mai jusqu'au 30 juillet sur 244 mètres ou 1232 kHz. Du 3 août jusqu'au 22 août sur 217 mètres, 1380 kHz. Et finalement, du 23 août 1970 jusqu'à maintenant, sur 220 mètres, 1367 kHz. Notre émetteur de modulation de fréquence a changé une fois de fréquence, c'est-à-dire du 23 janvier 1970 jusqu'au 30 juillet sur 102 MHz au canal 52. Et à partir du 3 août, la fréquence n'a plus été modifiée. Elle est restée sur 100 MHz au canal 44. Radio North Sea, make you happy. To Little Eva and the Locomotion. This is Radio North Sea International, broadcasting on 6.205 kHz in the 49 meter band shortwave. Ici Radio Norte International, émettant dans la bande de 49 mètres ondes courtes, 6205 kHz. Dit is Radio Norte International met een speciaal programma in de 41 meter korte golfband, 6205 kHz. Central, il est maintenant exactement 4h29. From January the 23rd, 1970, until July the 30th of the same year, our FM transmitter was on the air on channel 52, 102 MHz. And from August the 3rd up to now, it stayed on channel 44, 100 MHz. Our shortwave transmitter remains more or less on 6205 kHz. Tonight, Radio North Sea International closes down at midnight, just about 7 years after Radio London.
Mention has been made of the fact that mine was the first voice to be heard on Radio London. It will also be the last in regrettably few minutes from now. But before that, please allow me to introduce the managing director of Radio London, Mr. Philip Birch.
During the past 3 years, I feel that Radio London has done very little harm, but an awful lot of good. During those 3 years, it's helped organizations such as the Institute for the Blind, Oxfam, the Cancer Fund, the Lifeboat Service, to raise funds for their very worthwhile causes. It saved the life of an airman who bailed out of over the North Sea and was picked up by Radio London's tender. In closing, I would like to give my personal thanks to all of the staff at 17 Curzon Street, to all of the DJs, to Captain Bunninger and his crew, to the 1,027 advertisers who have supported Radio London in the last 3 years and used Radio London to help sell their products. But most of all, I'd like to thank you, one of the 12 million listeners in the UK and the 4 million listeners in Holland, France, Belgium, Germany, and the other countries on the continent, for all of the support that you have given Radio London during the last 3 years.
Big L time is 3 o'clock and Radio London is now closing down.
Dernier moment de Radio London qui émettait au large des côtes britanniques dans les années 60 et qui cessa ses émissions lundi le 14 août 1967 en raison de la loi anti-pirate qui entrait en vigueur alors en Angleterre. Le disque Even the Bad Times Are Good par les Tremolos était le dernier numéro 1 de Radio London. Dans ce temps, Radio Caroline alors continuait.
This is the story of man's fight for freedom. The beginning is in the past, the middle is now, the end is in the future. It is a story of sadness and of triumph. August the 14th, as disc jockeys Robbie Dale, Johnny Walker, and Ross Brown leave Liverpool Street, London. Spurred on toward the sea by the hundreds of cheering people. See them now as they stand on the tender. There are tears in their eyes as their families, their homes, and their loved ones are left behind. 3 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, and on 266, Big Lil is heard for the last time. Caroline is alone. These three men prepare for midnight. For in a few hours' time, they are to challenge the might and the power of the British government. They will become criminals. Midnight approaches. It is August the 15th. Johnny Walker announces that Caroline belongs to you, that she loves you and she will continue. The Beatles sing All You Need Is Love. These two men sound happy, but underneath they are sad, for they now know that they have found freedom. The seas are rough and cruel, life is hard, but as each day passes, the moment of triumph grows nearer. The British people rally round. They send food, they send comfort, and they send their love. All you need is love, and love overcomes. The British government relents. Caroline raises her anchor and heads for England. See her now majestically and proudly sailing up the river toward the capital that has become so many victims in British history. But none as victorious as these men. They stand on the deck waving to the millions of people who line the Thames. This time the tears flooding from their eyes are tears of happiness. The insurmountable odds have been surmounted. They reunite with their families, with their friends, with their loved ones. We are near the end of our story. London skyline has a new landmark pointed toward the heavens. Caroline's aerial. At last, beaming out its love and music to a free and peaceful nation. We have overcome. The battle is over. Free radio becomes a way of life, but never taken for granted. For no man will ever forget Monday, August the 14th, 1967.
That was, of course, Johnny Walker. Fortunes there. Parlons maintenant des mouillages de notre bateau. Jusqu'au 23 mars 1970, nous étions hors de Noordwijk, Hollande. du 24 mars au 23 juillet 1970 hors de Clacton-on-Sea en Angleterre. Du 24 juillet au 6 janvier 1971 hors de Scheveningen en Hollande. Du 7 janvier 1971 au 1er février hors de Knokke, Belgique. Et enfin, à partir du 2 février jusqu'à maintenant, 4000 hors de Scheveningen, Hollande.
J'avais dessiné sur le sable son doux visage qui me souriait. Puis il a plu sur cette plage dans cet orage. Elle a disparu. Je suis assis auprès de son âme, mais la belle dame s'était enfuie. Je l'ai cherchée sans plus y croire et sans un espoir pour me guider. Je n'ai gardé que ce doux visage comme une épave sur le sable mouillé.
Dat was Aline van Christophe en hangt speciaal naar Michelin. Hier is Arnold Lane.
Play that one for you if you've just come home from the office. Do you know, I've got a frog in my throat tonight. Yes, must have been something to do with those toads I ate earlier. Yes, we'll play that for you if you've just come home from the office, stopping along the way at the Rose and Dog, of course, or the Dog and Cat, or the Greyhound and Hare, or something sadistic like that, or the Gladiator and Roman, or something like that. Helloa, Malcolm McNeil, the imagination's running wild. Also, we'd like to greet, of course, all those kind people who came by in the big boat today and waved at us and looked at us and just stared in disbelief generally. Well, with an introduction like this, I shouldn't think you could very well mistake the fact that this is Greenfield and Cook and Metal Guru. What's that you say? Huh? No, actually, I was only joking about Greenfield and Cook. It isn't Greenfield and Cook at all. It's Bolland and Bolland, or T-Rex, whichever you prefer. That's enough to make the Leaning Tower of Pisa stand up and take notice, isn't it? That's called Metal Guru on Radio North Sea International, commercial radio for the world.
Camel Filter. Veel milder. 25 voor 1,75. Camel is great fun. Camel is great fun. Gewoon geweldig lekker. Camel Filter.
We've got the weather forecast coming up very shortly. This is Mark Lindsay. Arizona.
Well, that was a recording from summer 1972 on Radio North Sea International, and that was Arnold Lane.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
The Sham and the Pharaohs and a thing called a Woolly Bully. The Nemo 2 was moored at the following places. Up to March the 23rd, 1970, of Noordwijk in Holland. From March the 24th till July the 23rd, 1970, of Clacton-on-Sea, that's of the English coast. From July the 24th till the January the 6th, 1971, of Scheveningen in Holland. From January the 7th until the 1st of February of Knokke in Belgium, and finally from the 2nd of February up to now 4 miles of Scheveningen in Holland.
Radioschip Mebo 2, 570 bruto registerton, 60 meter lang, 9 meter breed, met een 58 meter hoge zendmast, in 1948 in Slikkerveer gebouwd. Voor anker 5 mijl uit de Scheveningse kust.
Dit is Radio Noordzee, internationaal.
Merci beaucoup, Leo van der Groot.
It's all up to you now. So what will you do now? I won't fight no more with you. If you have no love, tell me, do, girl. We'll be right back. if you do, then it's okay, girl. But don't waste my time. If you don't care for me, then call it off. Let's end it all. I don't know why, but lately you have tried.
From 1965, Chris Andrews, and it's all up to you now. Il est maintenant exactement 4h-8 GMT, ou 5h-8, si vous habitez dans l'Europe centrale. Disons bonjour maintenant à nos collègues de Radio Véronica qui cessent ses émissions dans 2 heures.
Mochten ze u vragen, u luistert toch ook naar Veronica?
Dat wilt.
Op de Noordzee, dat uitzend op 192.
Veronica.
Het ligt er meer dan 11 jaar, heel Nederland luistert ernaar.
Veronica.
Dat kleine schuitje vol muziek brengt vreugde bij een groot publiek.
Veronica.
We weten nu waarom het gaat. Ze mag niet weg omdat ze al zo lang bestaat. van de kuis is ons station als kind in huis.
Veronica.
Het is een stukje van onszelf, dat is het al een jaar of elf.
Veronica.
We kunnen niet meer buiten haar, want jong en oud luistert ernaar.
Veronica.
Als ooit de vuur der waarheid slaat, dan weten wij dat u achter ons staat.
Central Europe, the time is now 3 minutes to 5 o'clock. Et évidemment, il est 3 minutes avant 4 heures GMT. Ceci est Radio Norte International sur 6205 kHz dans la bande 49 mètres. Et on se revoit dans quelques minutes, donc après les bip-bip de 16 heures GMT exactement. Donc à tout de suite. And another station, Radio Atlantis, ceased transmissions for the Belgians last week.
Luister elke dag naar het meest zwingende geluid van Midden-Oost- en West-Europa. Radio Atlantis op de 312 meter in de middengolf met uw DJ's Tony Houston, Fred van der Bos, Theo van der Velde, Elie Prins, Frank van Leeuwen, Pet de Vries en als laatste Rob Romburg.